Hello there. Welcome back to Divas, Diamonds, and Dollars podcast, where we empower today's lady boss who seeks whole life strategies for living their best life. We bring you the key success principles to support you as you grow into the best version of yourself, sharing key insights on personal finance, leadership, and business to help empower you with the tools and strategies to help you get ahead and succeed at a higher level. Folks, we are your hosts, Larissa Troach and
Cecilia Benford.
And I say to you, be of good cheer. Now, the world is still turning, and not only did we survive another year, but we have thrived. So let's discuss, shall we?
Well, as you reflect back over the year that was, that's us too, right? Do you have a tendency to do a mental review of all that you've accomplished, spending some quality time bemoaning the things you weren't able to check off your list? Hey, folks, I did that just this morning. You know, don't be too hard on yourself. Consider instead the growth and progress you've made towards your future self. Adopt the mindset that you will use the goals that you have met as stepping stones to greater heights. Now, I do have the benefit of a spouse who pays attention. Obviously, he didn't get some of the things, but pays attention to the fact when I was bemoaning what I didn't get to. He said, but look, Cecilia, you've done this. Think about even this week coming up, all the things you're going to be doing. I'm like, yeah, I know. So anyway, why do we do that? We bemoan instead of looking at the good things we've done. So that's what we're going to celebrate today. All right.
Now, this almost sounds like a Thanksgiving episode, but the reason I had this idea is because I was actually watching the news and it wasn't all bad. I was just inspired to suggest that we try a little something different this year. And I'm going to suggest, and you probably already know this is not a secret, 2023 has definitely had its challenges. So as we close out the year that was, it seemed like a great time to end on a high note, sharing some good things that actually happened. And of course, continuing the magic by sharing some of the goodies we have in store for you in the upcoming season. So as I mentioned, I was watching some good news and I heard that they finally found a cure for sickle cell anemia. And folks, you probably don't know how big this is, but it's huge on a couple different levels, which maybe I will or will not go into. But I was very excited about that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, progress made. And so I said, well, let me just go on a hunt and see what else good happened. And I'm going to say this softly, because you know you can't say things out loud, so you don't want to jinx yourself, as the saying goes. But inflation is improving, although I bought a box of cereal, and it used to be like this wide, and now it's like this. I can barely hold on to it. They've shrunk so much.
I know.
It's still, it's just annoying every time you notice that. But gas has been down below $4 a gallon in my area. What is gas over there for you?
I was just getting ready to say, I looked at it yesterday, the lowest I saw, but there is the range is 259 to 279.
Oh my gosh, she said the T word. Did you hear her say
250? Yeah. For somebody who uses premium gas, I'm all in.
Yeah. Okay. I was celebrating 395, so heck. This is not going to inspire me to move to Ohio, though. It's still too cold. For the realtors out there, myself, mortgage rates are kind of easing down, kind of toeing down a lot slower than they went up, that's for sure. But they are coming down. Now, here's one thing that I am actually excited about, and I hope you're excited about it. And that's artificial intelligence has gone mainstream. And by that, I mean for, you know, accessible to the rest of us. And I feel like that is a boon to marketing and creativity. I have enjoyed my forays into the exploration and the times that I've used it because I'm just.
Well, good for you.
We will have
I'll a fight of soul.
I encourage you to embrace the magic that is tech when it's not killing us. You know, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And I did remember reading about this earlier in the year that there has been a new medication for Alzheimer's that's been approved. So that is good news because I know something that kind of weighs on me a little bit. My list was not as long as I thought it was going to be. It's not that there wasn't good things, but it's like, what could I share that most people would care about? There were a lot of things that happened on the international front, particularly in England. There are a lot of websites about good news in England. Like, where are American websites talking about the good news? And
Well,
I know
interesting. Interesting.
it was interesting to me.
That's an interesting thought.
I will say that there were several articles or mentions of how, about renewable energy, solar power, but also that there has been progress made on the ozone depletion front, which I do kind of feel like that's good news. I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, I do too. And I did see that too.
Yeah. So, but I am, that doesn't mean stop. That means keep doing the good things that we're doing. And personally, I am excited about my promotion, which of course, what you do for a busy person, you give them more work. So I do recognize that that's going to happen. But one of the big things that I had on my list for forever was an estate plan. And I finally got that done. And what was that like? Do. What was that? Oh, starting my Profit First accounts, the personal ones. I haven't done the business ones yet. So full disclosure. But I mean, these were big deals for me. And of course, there were a lot of little things, but those were a couple of the big things that kind of jumped off the page. Now I'm supposed to see if you want to pull back the curtain a bit on your side of town. Not.
Oh, well, I'm glad you said on my side of town, even though I'm not sure that helps me. I think you got really the big nuggets that maybe most people or a lot of people would be concerned about. So, with me digging in, that's a bit of a challenge because I think of a lot of
For
things,
you that you wanted to make.
but well, the challenge for me is I'm kind of into some of everything. So one of the things I've been trying to do is expose myself to different things, looking at several things differently by, as again, opening up the aperture, as one would say in some areas. Just last evening, I went to hip hop.
Oh, okay. Oh, the Nutcracker, right?
The Nutcracker. And, kind of a bit, there were some challenges in terms of, ooh, what am I going to do with all these children here? But, there were some, more older people, but hey, the music starts off with the, Curtis Blow is the MC. Well, that is my genre. Uh-oh. Ooh, a little flash there. And so, and I was amazed at the little children who were dancing around to his songs. And I love all sorts of music and just how they wove the, music. It's Tchaikovsky's, music, right? The ballet. And actually, we have the other Nutcracker ballet here going on this for the next 3 weeks as well. But I just wondered how that was, So for me, I'm trying to expand my curiosity and just really trying to work out things that I may have previously thought. Because when I do hear people saying so many things, and I'm thinking, yeah, but we don't really know, and you don't either. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really trying to open it up my, I really am working on opening myself up to that. Another thing for me, I mean, I was proud to get some housing, well, some renovations done, which the good part of that is you enjoy, hopefully, the after, what it looks like afterwards, but it creates some other work that you start looking at, oh, like getting rid of some things, right? So I got the beauty in a couple of areas, well, about three big areas that I'm proud of, but it's the challenge of, what else should I do? Okay. And another thing, I do watch sports, and I don't watch sports just for the sake of watching sports. It is entertaining, but it's so many changes. It kind of goes along with trying to find the good in things because I think some of the changes, whether it's professionally or on the college level, may not be as good. And so I'm glad my children are grown. I went through that sports business. And so that was, I mean, you know, if you're fortunate enough to go through that, that's a whole nother story. But the real point is this, because we talk to women a lot. So a lot of focus had been on male athletes, but the women athletes are showing up this year, you know, whether it's tennis or soccer, even basketball, and that they're getting some attention, which is obviously in the pay equity, inequity before, more pay equity, more exposure. So, you know, I look for that. The other thing is that when the NCAA finally agreed to allow, everything's got an acronym. If you don't know what NIL means, it's name, image, and likeness, where they are now getting paid for that because the schools were really profiting off of them. Honestly.
That was this year or last year. So it was this year that they're allowed to get paid now. So that's.
Well, it started last year, okay. But this is a part two that has now come about. The part two is this, that the colleges have now agreed to compensate student athletes after fighting against this for decades. Okay. So what they're coming up with is trying to compensate athletes directly. So that's the new thing. And that is fairly recent. Like really recent. And so what I would say, just I found that by reading, you know, and because I try not to listen to too many of the commentaries because, you know, everybody's got a voice and they're just using it. And sometimes it's just all these opinions. I don't really have much patience with that. But as we were looking, as we think about looking for good things, there are one thing I look at every now and then is Black Enterprise had on Sundays, they put out the feel good stuff. What happened, you know, things that we didn't know, which I gotta appreciate. I don't always read it, but you know, it is so good that somebody's really trying to put out good stuff. And really some of the news media channels will try to put the good stories at the end. So I honestly look for that. And I'm just offering that up that, you know, it might be just a sound bite, but it might be, I mean, just enough to make you smile. And even get teary-eyed because especially when they have like these things on news that are really kind of quick things. So the things that I always look for are people who are doing something. There's so much other stuff, but there's so many people who are doing beautiful and wonderful things. Look for those. They will really inspire you, cheer you up, motivate you to do something different, get out your own way. You know what I'm saying? Another B that's very clear. So it's kind of like the borders have opened up finally everywhere, even China. If, you know, someone wants to go to China. And so, well, that means more people are traveling. More people travel this year than ever. And so I look at that now to say, well, you know what? You know that when you go to the airport, it is not going to be a piece of cake. You know that? So by knowing that a lot of people are traveling, the good thing is you are able to travel and you be prepared for it. And so I think, and the airlines have been told to pay attention to, you know, some things they weren't doing. So they got a long ways to go, but I think there has been some progress. Some airfares have come down a little bit, but you know, it's kind of like the inflation thing. Hey guys, why would prices stay the same? You know, everything goes up. I honestly don't expect everything to go down. Now, they don't have to be up as high as I think they are. I mean, some things I was looking at in the grocery store. I'm like, this can't be real. You know, I was like, this cannot be real. So, you know, you kind of got to weigh and balance things, right? So my last little comment, personal news that I really had not been sharing, just hand, just a very small group of people, but I had a big project this year that really kind of encompasses a lot of things that we've talked about. And for me, it was self-reflection. It's really not only looking back at my life, but also looking forward to, you know, what's next. It's like, you know, what's the next chapter or the next phase? And so when you write a book, you will absolutely do that. So I finished the book and I'm ecstatic that it is with a publisher. Okay. So I'm going through the editing phase. And that was a big deal because I had somebody looking at my book to, you know, one of the beta readers, editors, before going to the publisher. And she made a comment that I thought was interesting once I told her, hey, I got a publisher. And she told me, you know, I had this thought when you finished the book, you were just glad that you finished the book, but you didn't really think you were going to publish the book. And I thought that was interesting that she saw that from me. And so I was like, And so she said, but I knew you were going to publish this book. I'm like, oh, okay. So you just never know. Just never know. If you really have it in your heart to do something, I've always felt like if you really, really want to do something, I can't put any parameters on this, do it better and different. It's just that if you don't pursue it, you will always wonder. And so, and while the outcome, like for me, I'm not looking at any goals or anything, it truly was the effort, the end product. And sometimes that's really all you need to, you know, satisfy whatever your objective is. So that's my sharing. If you really, you know, have a goal that you're really after, I say go for it. And yeah, is it going to change what? Is it going to get in the way of some other things? Is it going to take probably more time? Me, I'm a person who wants to fulfill excellence. And so, you know, I'm really my worst critic. And, you know, sometimes somebody's got to prod you and say, hey, you need to leave that, let that alone and move on, sister. All right, sister.
Well, congratulations. And she kept that a secret from me too. So I will weep gently in my pillow later, but congratulations. And
thank you.
I hope that you are motivated and inspired to keep moving forward, which is what we try and help you do all year long, which is why we are going to level up next year. So coming up in season 4, big picture view, because obviously we don't have time to go through everything that we're planning for you, but definitely more tools, resources, and challenges for more success. That's what we are going to unfold for you in the new year. We'll kick off January with the conversation with a woman in the mirror, if you will, as in Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. Starts with you, doesn't it? To set the tone for the year ahead, then we will spend some quality time breaking down the 4 principles of multipreneurship. We kind of nibbled around the edges a little bit, but I think we're going to take a deeper dive in this new year, including some how-tos and resources to start you on your multipreneurship journey, right? And just as a reminder, the 4 principles are income diversification, as in money to the third power, make it, mind it, multiply it. So all the many, many ways to diversify your income with, of course, an emphasis on business, the 9-to-5 investing, real estate, and passive revenue stream. Do I want to make money while I'm asleep? Definitely want to consider lifestyle. That's really what it's about. It's not about working 24/7. It's making your money work for you. So honestly, I think the time is now and has been to really be intentional about your lifestyle choices, whether you want more luxury or whether you want more simplicity. It is all up to you. So when you are intentional, you can be more fully purposeful and experiential. And I mean like relishing the experiences that you have. It's not about the things, it's about the experiences and the relationships. So when I say late lifestyle, that's what I'm talking about. And I'm encouraging you to embrace a cosmopolitan outlook. And that means having an open-minded, sophisticated worldview and our approach to leadership and community. And for us, this means diversity and inclusion, one world, one love approach. I'm all about one world, one love and community. So think about that when you hear me talk about cosmopolitan outlook. That's what I'm talking about. It's a world hook. Okay. And kind Kaizen. Now, that is something that Kaizen is Japanese for continuous improvement. And this is the very essence, if you will, of growing and becoming. So those are the four principles. And like I said, we're going to kick off January with a full deep dive to kind of set the tone. And then the year will unfold magically, if you will. I'm sure of it. Yep. So things to look forward to.
I agree. You know, or basically we should only reflect a little bit on backwards, looking backwards, but it's all about moving forward. And when you move forward, don't you want it to be better? Well, so guess what? You got a simple action item. We always leave you with an action item or two or three, and this one's very simple. Indeed, we want you to enjoy the holidays. We're going to enjoy the holidays. Find out true meaning as you treasure, you know, the time that you have, time that you spend with friends and family, because honestly, that's the most lasting goodness. You know, Luis and I both love to decorate for Christmas, but, you know, we only do that for about a month. Some people, you know, a little bit longer, but whatever, you know, maybe, you know, whether it's 2 months or not, ultimately you take those decorations down. They don't necessarily have memories, but the time you spend with friends and family, they do. And so a lot of times this is a reflective time for people. When we say enjoy the holidays, that also means taking good care of yourself. If you haven't been that person, you need to start now. There's no better time to do that than now. And so we're going to turn the page on the old, and we're looking with anticipation toward the new. Always look towards things with anticipation. If you're not, you may need to see why you're not. So with that, happy holidays from me. And I'm sure Larissa, well, before we do that, let me give you a little bit of a reminder. So this episode does mark our last podcast of the year. I'm like, oh my gosh, where did 2023 go? So that's why we really bring you the things that we do, because I mean, we got, you know, really to take care of all that, you know, mind, all these things that we talk about. And so our holiday break, I'm sure it's only a couple weeks. It'll be over before we know it. And you're probably saying the same thing, but we are looking forward to sharing our new exciting season with you. And we will see you in the new year. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, gentle persons. See you next year. Ciao.